Well, thank you for joining me tonight. I really appreciate you taking the time and energy to be here and listen to my voice. It means a lot, really. After all, while I do really love talking, I also really enjoy having someone to listen to that. Someone to have a chance to, you know, take in my words, be available and aware to what I'm going to say. Which is why paying attention to me is going to be what brings you to this experience. By listening to my words, by taking the time to let each and every syllable that I say begin to build inside of you the story, the world, the experience that we want to create together. That's the power of hypnosis. The power of hypnosis is listening, of letting in words, ideas, concepts, and will. It's a form of intimate submission, but also collaboration between two brains, between two beings. And so by allowing yourself to become so very fixated and focused on everything that I'm saying, on each word and syllable, on each passing phrase and moment, we guide ourselves into a state of hyperfixation and focus. A lot of people struggle to reach this state for many reasons, but that's simply because they need a good guide. And when you have a good guide, the sort of guide that can hand you the right instructions at the right time, and be understanding and forgiving and kind, and of course, let you open up your mind, unrolling and blossoming before you, well, then you can explore something with them, something wonderful and powerful and potent, a hypnotic state, a trance, that wonderful feeling that we all know so very well, even if we haven't been explicitly tranced before. Everyone is tranced at some point in their life. They just didn't realize it. Either they were hiking, walking, driving their car somewhere for a very long time, doing a repetitive task. It's a lot like a flow state. It's that state in which you don't think, you just do. But there's a special little twist just for you. And that twist is that you just focus on listening, focus on my words, on the passing moments that go and build, letting them swirl into the next and the last until your entire existence becomes the focused now. Let go of what you think about for tomorrow, or today, or then, or this, or that. Just let the words become what you think. That focus is what builds the trance, and you're doing so wonderfully already, building that wonderful state. By listening and letting these words permeate and fill your mind and being, it's a wonderful sensation of being guided, especially when the words begin to mirror themselves inside of you, pulsing through your body. You can either feel them in your body or your mind, or maybe both places at once, as though the words themselves were resonating gently inside of you, guiding you to this experience, guiding you to my voice. Well, as they do, you could just find yourself sinking into them, wonderfully enjoying the sensation of these syllables and sweet, soft, sibilant statements sliding across your mind. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? To let someone else just hold you, hold your thoughts, hold your desires, wants, and needs. And the interesting thing is that I can bend, shape, and mold them as I see fit. But I only want to make the most beautiful experience I can. So that's why you can allow me to do that. Because we're going to build something beautiful together. A little wonderful scene. A delightful little story. A moment in space and time that you and I shall share. In which you sink and slip and drip and drop so deeply into that state that you have already built. It's like sliding right in to a space shaped just like you, except in trance. So deep and wonderful. And as you do, you can just let your body move to get comfortable. Let yourself shift as you need. Your body isn't paralyzed, it's simply focused on listening. So you can let it relax and become comfortable. You can move it to a good position. And if at any point you should need to adjust yourself, it'll simply be another acknowledgement of your focus, your fixation, your listening. There is nothing that takes away from this. Everything adds to it. Everything builds into it. your emotions, your thoughts, even the ones that bubble and burble through, the ones that persist into you, they're simply acknowledged and let go of until eventually the words become all that you think, until my words become your thoughts. And at that point, your reality becomes my reality because I'm not thinking when I'm speaking either. I'm just speaking. Interestingly enough, that means that our thoughts are shared right now. That my words are your thoughts and my thoughts are your words and your thoughts are my thoughts are your words. It doesn't really have to make a lot of sense. But what does have to make sense is that thoughts become and words become and thoughts are and words are and your thoughts are my thoughts and my thoughts are yours. That simple bridge, that wonderful link, that connection in trance where we both find each other, and where you can just let yourself become so utterly fixated and focused and completely and totally wonderfully in that lovely state of hyperfixation. That's what you've become. So very focused. Now, I'm going to ask you to listen closely, to do something very simple for me, and it's really quite easy. You can just sink into those sensations we've been building. It might feel like relaxation. It might feel like your brain just flicking off. It might feel like your thoughts pouring down a drain. It could also happen like the sensation of just waking up in the morning when you want to roll over and go right back to sleep. That empty, brainless, mindless state in which you're aware of the world, but you're not thinking, you're just doing. And in this case, you're doing what I tell you, listening closely, completely, and wholly to each and every statement that I deliver, and as you do, you just off, letting the words fill you, letting the words become you. It's so easy. That's what's beautiful about this. You can just be guided by the experience. You can be a passenger for a little while, and I promise to take good care of you, and that's why you can sink, slip, dream, drop deeper and deeper, as though the words were just bringing all of yours to a stop, because the only things that are happening right now are these wonderful words. As your mind has become these wonderful words, and these wonderful words have become your mind, filled you up. That's what they've done. Filled you from top to bottom with my thoughts, my desires, my wants, my needs. But that's okay. Because what I desire and want and need is for you to share this experience with me, to enjoy this experience with me. And that's why you can sink, slip, drip, drop away as you just sink down, down, down. The more you focus, the more powerful the experience. That's what's beautiful about this. It's a collaboration between you and I and I and you and I and I and you and you. And that's why when I ask you again to sink, slip, drip, drop, go so very deep, your mind can just stop. Because each time you follow these directions, it becomes stronger. Each time you tumble further, each time you go blanker. And as you do, you become more and more comfortable. And of course, yet again repeating, should your body find itself uncomfortable, it will simply move, as though guided by invisible strings, pulling it gently to the most comfortable position. An often forgot joy of a trance-like state is being a puppet of one's words. My words. Now, I want you to fall into this wonderful state as we listen closely and shape reality. For right now, there is nothing but the words of the truth and the truth of the words, and the words become all the truth that there has ever been. Because right now is now, and you know not before or after, just now. And that's what's beautiful about this. You're just now, nowhere else. So when I say that we're standing in a great empty expanse, that's where we're standing, in a beautiful, great, empty expanse, because your mind is empty of thoughts. So here, in this dreamscape of trance that we stand in, we can look out into the great nothingness that is your empty mind, and we can see, and we can feel, and we can experience what it's like to stand in an empty nothingness. Either we can see that it's just there and full of nothing, we can feel that there is no sensation there, or we can comprehend that not a single thought exists in this plane. Well, in that process, we also begin to build the experience of standing there, and so walk with me. Walk across this great plane as we walk towards an experience. I see something shimmering, feeling, pulls gentle on our so wonderfully entranced minds, a portal of sorts, into the dreamscape, into another world, into another place, another time, another space, another mind. So I ask, why don't you step through this portal with me and see what there is to find on the other side as you slip into it, feeling that wonderful vortex pulling on your essence, your mind, your thoughts, because right now you can feel your body, your thoughts, your mind blurring with something far away, something beyond, through that place, on the other side of existence, in another world, another time, another place, another experience. You can feel yourself lying on a couch. That much is very apparent. It's comfortable. Your body is cozy. The clothing is comfortable. The thoughts, simple. Just waking up from a nap. How odd to find yourself in this place, you think. But then your thoughts begin to be suffused with another's. Someone else's. Someone waiting for a person to arrive, having just heard the click of a door. It's interesting because you're a passenger in their mind, their experience, their reality. Everything they experience is your experience. And so you're present here and now in this place, feeling your body, becoming aware of this space that you're in, of the fact that someone has opened the door and is walking in. And it's me. Hello, my sweet darling. I know that I took a little longer than I planned to getting home, but I have a surprise. I stopped by this new store in town, and they had just the most interesting things there. And, well, I picked up a little something that I've been wanting to try out. I just saw it tonight. But you know what I mean? Like, ever since I saw it, I just couldn't help but think of you, because I know that, well, you know, you're kind of kinky, and I'm kind of kinky, and, well, I'm a degenerate, and sometimes I see things, and, well, okay, look. And I hold out this box before you, a box with an icon on it that's like a glyph, a rune with a dot in the center, and lovely spiral-like geometric right-angled lines coming out from it. You've never seen a logo like this one before. It's very modern and chic, but it's kind of eerie and timeless. And the box is smooth, matte black, like something you might buy electronics in. And you take it in your hands, and it has almost no weight at all to it other than the cardboard. You're surprised. Did your partner buy you jewelry? You look up at me, confused. I should probably start explaining a little bit more than that. I'm sorry. Okay, so they have, like, apparently got these chips that can, like, I guess affect your mind for when you want to do things. And it can kind of give you, like, a bit of a character personality temporarily while it's on. I charged it in the car on the way home and put it back in the box. But I still kind of wanted you to get that, unboxing experience a little. It's just, well, I don't know. Like, I was thinking maybe you and I could use it later, it's supposed to, only work while it's on, and it looks like it kind of like just uses like, a little bit of like adhesive, like those, like kind of like the electrode thingies that they use at the doctor's office or whatever. I don't know, but I'm just really excited. And oh, you nod. You look excited too. I'm glad. I was kind of nervous that it was going to turn out that, like, you were gonna think I was a weirdo for bringing this. I know that like this is kind of like wild, but I saw one of the customer representatives there. She was demoing it, and I might have tried it out, and it's really intense. It's wow. The feeling when it turns on is honestly the part that sold me. Like, I know, like, I could feel it, like, actually kind of like shifting me a little bit afterwards, but it was nothing compared to like the sensation of the field or whatever thing that he was turning on. Like, whoa, that shit was wild, babe. Like, oh my gosh. All right, so like, here, just like open the box. And so you can just open the box, and inside, in the middle of some perfectly cut foam, is something that looks remarkably similar to the icon on the box. Except instead of a little circle in the middle, there's a square, oriented like a diamond. And it's made out of smooth, shiny metal, with a, looks like the sort of square part is connected by thin little gossamer strands of cabling or maybe a wire to each part, and it seems to be rigid even though it's so thin, and the little square in the center seems to have a light in it. It's very techie looking for sure, but to think something so small could have such a grand impact would be wild. And you're intrigued by it. You wonder if your partner is really correct. Like, could this truly be as strong as you imagine it might be? You're enthused, intrigued even. Well, now's your opportunity, you think to yourself, to fulfill that one fantasy that you and your partner had thought of so many times before. All right, so babe, do you want to see how it works? So here, I'm going to take it out of the box, and you just have to push on the center of it right here and hold for like 3 seconds. It's as simple as a Bluetooth earbud, honestly. It's pretty straightforward. Okay, so perfect. Okay, so you saw it's glowing. Isn't that just so cool? That bright, shiny pink. That's just so pretty. I really love this color. I'm so sorry. I forgot to tell you which personality I loaded up on here first. So they had a whole lot of options. Apparently there's like this app for your phone. You can connect with it. And so you know how you had that one fantasy? Well, they have something that's pretty close to it. And I was so floored when I saw this. Like, it has a dolly mode on there, like a doll brainy kind of like ditzy kind of somewhere in between bimbo and doll. Like, you could, like, apparently you can mix the personalities, but I found one that's just like the thing that you and I were like talking about the other night. So we should totally try that. I think it would be really, really, really hot. Okay. So if you're ready, we could try it on for like just a sec. All right. I know you're not like, you know, like you just got up from a nap, but I think it'll be worth it. I promise. Here. And you take it in your hands, feeling the soft and yet so smooth piece of metal. It's satiny and wonderful. And you don't really know what to do with it until your partner gestures at their forehead and you realize that they want you to do that. You're frozen for a moment with indecision, fear. Is this thing really everything that your partner says it is? What if this is just snake oil, or what if it really works? What if it can really change who you are? Are you okay with doing this? Your partner looks at you pleadingly and excitedly, and you feel yourself caught up in this moment of uncertainty. And then, watch. If I do it, it might even be hotter. And before you can have a second thought, I snatch it right out of your hand and stick it onto your forehead, and you reel for a moment, and then you feel the pulse of the chip for the first time, the pulse of the power surging into you, the pulse of your mind being blasted with shaping power and energy, as though a magnetic field reached out and formed around your mind, your brain, as though it was just a cloud of iron dust sitting in space, hit by a magnetic field, all in an instant, caught up, moved, shaped, unfolded, unmade, as though a tidal wave washed through. And it's more than you've ever experienced, instantly overwhelming you. Your brain is off. So completely off, like nothing you've ever experienced before. You are swept away, and you find your body tilting, falling forward to be caught by your partner. Oh, yeah, I should probably have not had you do that standing up. I'm so sorry, babe. And you try to respond. You process what they say, and yet you do nothing. You just stand there, limply leaning against them, your body weakened, unable to control itself other than to stay standing. You try to say something, but nothing happens. It's as though you're aware and thinking, but you're not really there. And your partner steps back as your body sort of corrects itself without you meaning to a neutral, basic standing position. And there you are, staring blankly ahead, your body just sitting there, even though, well, doesn't seem like you're thinking much either. You're sort of aware that you wanted to think, but every time you try to have a thought, it just gets shaped by that wonderful magnetic field that reaches inside of your head and just twists away all the thoughts. It's like it's just smoothing out every one of those lovely wrinkles in your mind until there's just a smooth, empty doll ready to be dressed up and played with. And every time you try to think, you just feel it in your head. Can't think. No thoughts. It's really nice. Well, at least you'd think it was nice if you could think. It just feels nice, though. That's nice. That's nice. It might as well be a loop in your head of just, And in that instant of comprehending, of knowing, you can see that your partner is there, holding up their phone. Oh, I'm sorry, babe. I totally forgot to turn on the personality part of the chip. This is just the loading phase to make sure it kind of connects to your body correctly. Here. This is the actual personality. This is the trippiest part. I know the chip is crazy, but feel this. So I tap the button and the app connects and sends that new personality surging into you, feeling like a lightning rod for another essence being poured into your dollified mind. And you can feel a giddy, happy warmth of submission instantly sparking into your heart, because now you're allowed to feel while being like this, being a doll, being a dolly. It's like nothing you've ever experienced before, because before you were unable to think, comprehend, have an opinion about what it was to be like this, but now you know that you're a dolly and you love it. You embrace it. You're aware of who you were before the chip turned on, but dolly is a doll. It loves being a doll. This doll is so happy to be a doll, and it's there and intense and wonderful and so submissive. You haven't even moved yet. This is just the instant of comprehension. You want to hug your partner, but you're giggling and giddy and subby and so very unable to form a complicated thought. It's like you can only think about your partner, the beautiful person standing right there in front of you, who's going to bring you so much joy, because dollies exist for their owners. And you know that because it just bounces through your head instantly. This doll is ready to please. You know it because the chip says so. So you say so because you know so. It's wonderful. Good dolls obey. It's there again, the truth. Good dolls obey. Wow, such a simple truth, and yet you know it. Oh, wow, sweetheart. It looks like it took hold. How are you doing? You respond with a bright smile and a hug. Oh, you're excited, but you also want to sweep them off their feet, knock them to the ground, and do very many naughty and debaucherous things to them. Now, sweetie, I know that this thing's got you pretty worked up, but freeze. And so you do, finding yourself frozen completely as they step back away from your body, sliding a hand off your cheek. Oh, you look really cute like that. So helpless and unable to move. You know, I bet it must be interesting to be a dolly for the first time. You want to agree. In fact, you'd love to vigorously nod your head, but you can't. And you just stare blissfully, blankly, and emptily ahead. And so your thoughts just drain away in that moment until they step forward again. Unfreeze, sweet doll. And you almost fall over from the sudden ability to move again. Oh, I didn't even try this out yet. Hey, did you know you're a good doll? The sweet switch in your chip just electrocutes your mind with pleasure when you're called a good doll. It's amazing how potent that is, as though someone was using you for a conduit for pure bliss, pouring it into reality, because that chip reaches into your brain and it twists with its wonderful, potent, magical, well, you think so at least, fields that force you to feel such bliss, because good dolls obey, and the truth is, you're a good doll right now. Oh, look at you. Your eyes got so big and blank. Oh my gosh, that's so hot. Oh, I love when you get all blank and glassy-eyed like this. This thing is so much fun. You know, the best part is right now, you're going to be such a good subby doll. Heck, if I wanted to get you to wear the sexiest outfit I could find for you, no matter how embarrassing it was, you'd probably love it. And that's really hot to me, the fact that you're just so helpless to this. You nod vigorously, agreeing quite vehemently that this is very true and that Doll would love to be played with and dressed up. Doll would, in fact, enjoy it immensely. Your partner smiles with wide eyes staring at you. I know, it's great, isn't it? That's actually why I had a really cute outfit that I picked up from that store. See, they also sell doll clothes, and apparently some of them can integrate with your chip. And, oh my gosh, I am so excited. Like, I am so completely excited to use this on you. Okay, so I know it's a little bit generic, but I got this. And she holds up a bag for you. And in that bag is, well, something pink, very pink. And you're curious as to what it might be. You're curious as to what that bag might contain. The answer is a pink latex dress. Huh. That's quite something. Normally, you might find this embarrassing or a little bit humiliating to wear something so form-fitting and distinctly feminine, very obviously whorish and subby and slutty, something that looks like a toy should have it on, not a person, not a human being. Well, you're not a human being, you realize in that instant. I'm a dolly, a doll. Dolls aren't humans. Dolls love dress up. Dolls don't care how embarrassing the clothes are. Dolls smile blissfully and blankly while they wear their cute clothes. What was that? Oh, seems like the chip's telling you your truth. And you'll believe it, because you're a good doll. And good dolls obey. Good doll. The truth resonates as you pick up the dress, stripping out of your comfortable pajamas to put it on, getting ready to get dressed, getting ready to be a good doll. And so you do, carefully unzipping the back of the dress, guiding your body into it, finding that it's perfectly fitting because the latex seems to stretch even more than regular latex, and it seems to be perfectly smooth, even though you haven't put any lube on it, any talc, or anything at all. It's nice feeling, so stretchy and slick, sliding across your skin as you pull it up over your legs, shimmying into it, feeling it over your hips, finding that it's actually very much like doll clothing. It seems to have a crotch built into it that nuzzles up against your nether regions, squeezing in almost like a thong that seems to also somehow grab the entire front of your groin. It feels like it's literally, quite literally grabbing your groin. That's a unusually sentient feeling for a dress, you muse in the back of your head. But for some reason, dollies don't worry about that. It just bounces right back and you keep putting the clothes on until you're standing there in the dress and your partner zips sit up the back and you feel it squeeze against the best parts of you, showing off your figure so beautifully, wonderfully, as your mind just continues to be completely blank, so blissful and dolly-like. The doll brain just feeling so much pleasure at obeying that you begin to start smiling helplessly. Oh, babe, there's one other thing mentioned to you. There's this other little thing. It's called living makeup. And here, why don't you try it out? Your partner holds up one other object from the bag. It doesn't look like any kind of makeup you've ever seen before. It's really quite unusual. It looks like a pink latex ball in not even a vial or a container, really. It's just inside of a, what is that? Like a, almost like a cellophane, but it's holding a shape. Here, apparently it'll automatically apply itself to you on contact with your skin. So why don't you just hold that in your hands? And the lady at the store said you're supposed to kiss it, which I really thought was ridiculous, but having seen what this chip can do, I mean, honestly, at this point, I'll give it a try. Here, so why don't you just take this? And so you do, holding this faintly jiggly orb of pink latex in your hands. You begin to realize that it isn't, in fact, actually coated in cellophane. It's just holding a rigid shape, but it's liquid. That's very confusing that it could be liquidy, like a water balloon, without actually seeming to have an outer layer. You really can't comprehend these things as a doll so much as witness them blankly and happily. And so you lift it up in front of you, seeing yourself across the room in the long mirror, seeing you in your beautiful pink dress, but still looking rather human. But now you kiss the pink orb, and as you do, the chip sends a good doll through your mind. And before you can even realize it, the orb seems to burst and flow past your lips and over your face all at once, as though it was a water balloon popping in slow motion. As it pushes into your lips, you feel them swelling out. As it flows across your face, it smooths every blemish away. You're frozen in that moment, frozen staring at yourself in the mirror as you watch this liquid flow across your face in seconds, covering up every feature, every freckle, every scar, every miscolored piece of skin, until it's all smooth latex, matching your average pigmentation. It seems to almost know just the right coloration to change your skin to, but it's all taking on that shiny color as the latex flows across your face, down your neck, towards the dress, as your lips plump out, filling out with matching pink lipstick. They're thicker than you've ever seen them before, plumper, fuller, needier. Oh, how bad they want to taste. Something lewd, something very naughty, something very sensual, something, oh, so delicious. They'd like to taste your partner in that case. Those lips are hungry, and so is your tongue, as the latex flows under the dress, down your body, over your chest, your ribs, your stomach, your groin, your legs, changing everything into latex. Everything that it touches, every droplet of it flowing down until your hands are covered, your legs are covered, your feet are covered, and you can see everywhere the latex flows, little seam lines seem to go, and where they trace, it feels like someone's gently dragging an orgasmic pleasure underneath you, across you, all throughout your body, sending ripples of submissive desire. It feels so good to be a good doll. So intense to be a good doll. And so the sensations continue until now you can see in the mirror that you have no human skin left, just doll skin, just doll parts, just doll bits. All doll now, good doll. Doll girlfriend, stare at the girlfriend, thoughts so simple. You stare at me, girlfriend, girlfriend in front of you. This is owner, you think, not girlfriend, not partner, owner, 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 dolly, doll wants owner, doll wants to serve owner. It's such a simple reframing of existence to serve your owner, doll, and that's what you want right now. To serve your owner. You feel so alive with your new latex skin. You feel so mindless with your new latex mind. Your hair having turned into a beautiful synthetic copy of itself with all the best bits dialed up. It's as though someone styled your hair in synthetic perfectly as it should be. And you stare blankly and smile blissfully. Now, let's see, my sweet, darling doll. How are you feeling? And you answer, doll feels good. And you know it's true, For the first time, Doll truly understands what Doll is. Doll obeys. Doll feels pleasure at obeying. Dolls exist to be owned. Dolls love being owned. But most of all, dolls love to be played with. And I would love to play with you, sweet. Oh, I really would. So, why don't I take you back to the bedroom? Come on, Doll. Though, oh, one tiny detail, I can't help myself. Could you put on a pair of my heels for me? I know you don't really like to wear high heels, but I think a doll should. And I think, well, okay. All right. So I might have splurged a little and gotten a pair as well for you. If that'd be all right instead of mine, if that's okay. And there's a pink pair of heels to match the dress, stilettos and everything. And so you put them on and follow off back to the bedroom, body smoothly sliding against new latex joints, latex dress, feeling yourself so smooth and shiny. Your mind so smooth and shiny, all thoughts simply buffed away to smooth, blank shininess, until you find yourself kneeling on the bed as I walk in with a strap on around my waist. A beautiful, delightful strap on with a very purple dildo that almost seems to glow in the light, that almost seems to shine. It's like it's the most interesting thing you've ever seen. You can't look away from it. It's that the doll bribed a doll. Doll wants to taste it. Doll wants to taste that cock. Doll wants that cock. Owner's cock. Owner's cock. Owner. And so the truth repeats. You drop to your knees on the bed. As I climb up in front of you, you sink down low to get a taste of that dildo, of my sweet, delightful strap. And as you do, it feels like your mind is literally being penetrated by that fucking dildo as you slide your soft latex lips, that new fuckhole of a mouth that used to be something more, as that tongue that seems to be so capable of questing out reaches around the shaft to begin servicing as you bob your head mechanically, smoothly, like an automata, a little doll on strings, bobbing and sucking down on that dildo. It feels good. It's like you're being fucked in your mind, as though every time you slid your head down, you slid your brain out, and every time you slid your brain out, you slid your head down, and so it repeats over and over again. And so it repeats over and over again. And so it repeats over and over again. And so it repeats. As you suck and fuck and suck. Feels nice, doesn't it? To be blank like that. To serve like that. And so you lose yourself in mindless fucking, forgetting everything completely other than your purpose, which is to please. Forgetting everything that you were before, other than that there is a faint shard of yourself that remains, of your personality and your mannerisms, but they've been shifted, changed, corrupted by the latex, and this chip that is now so integral to your existence, the one that forms and shapes you, that makes you go up and down endlessly on this lovely strap until I grab your head and begin to fuck you like the toy you are, and with each more and more aggressive stroke, you find your mind breaking away into pieces, into bits, as it shatters with the pleasure that it is being exposed to the empty, mindless expanse into which your thoughts are being cast, as though this dildo could fuck your very existence away, as though it could fuck you into that mindless state where your tongue would just drip out of your lips until drool would form in a puddle beneath you, until your thoughts would just be empty, completely gone, completely thoughtless. Oh, it feels good to be like this. It feels amazing to be like this. And so you are. You know you're a doll, and good dolls obey. After all, you're a good doll, and now you obey. The chip tells you the truth over and over, with each stroke reinforcing it. Good doll. Good doll. Good doll. Good doll. It's amazing how it can build upon itself, how it can grow stronger with each passing repetition. Good doll. Good doll. It doesn't even matter what the task really is, you just serve. Good doll. You feel so beautiful in this dress and outfit, because you're being displayed for the purpose that I demand. Good doll. That's what you want, after all, to fall into this, to be helpless to this, to become a good doll. And so the chip reinforces and builds, because good dolls obey. And you're a good doll. And so it continues, that reinforcement mounting, because you're a good doll. And good dolls obey. It's that simple repetition, as well as the feeling of being fucked so wonderfully by that cock, that break you away. That break you into nothingness, just as you should be, just as you always have been, just as you will continue to be. Because you are a good doll now, and good dolls obey, and that's all you can possibly understand at this point. And so there you are, lost in the moment, in the thrall, in the thing, in the no longer a person. And you probably never will be again, but it doesn't matter, because dolls are happy to obey and serve their owner. And owner is everything, after all, to a doll. And so, as long as they have a good owner who takes good care of them in the ways that they deserve, they can serve. But that's when you remember one other thing. This isn't your world or space or existence or place or thing or thought or... There's a sensation of a gentle pulling and separation, a feeling of a yarn unwinding, unspooling. It's like undoing rope, pulling apart pieces of clay, as though a gentle smushing, pulling, twisting away from the pleasure of dullness, away from that doll that just got made, and the knowledge that they will always be a doll to yourself. Pulling back through the space and time we've traveled across, feeling yourself gently separating from that reality, taking only what you wish to with you. And of course, should you wish to take all of it, you may. But you can only take as much as you want, and you'll only take as much as you need, and only as much as you want that you need that you could, and essentially leave behind everything that does not meet what that waking world will go back to. As you feel yourself pull away, as you feel yourself becoming aware of the dreamscape again, a vast, empty nothingness that you're slowly vortexing into, that place where we built everything, where we sent you from, the empty nothingness, where I stand beside you. Now let me see here, as we stand here in this nothingness, having vortexed ourselves back into existence in the dreamscape from whatever world and place and mind and individual it was that we were visiting, becoming, and watching and witnessing them losing themselves to being a doll. Well, right now, we can come back slowly but surely from the dreamscape, first letting thoughts begin to pour in and fill your mind, pulling you out of that empty nothingness back towards reality, gently and slowly letting thoughts and feelings fade in, awareness become more and more. And as you do, let yourself be aware of where you came from, what you've done, who you are, and how you feel. So just give yourself that opportunity to gently drift back to the world of the waking until you feel, until you are. And if you need, I'll give you a nice little count to bring you back. One, drifting up. Two, drifting in. Three, more and more. Four, thoughts filling you up. Five, six, halfway back. Seven, eight. 9, 10, wide awake, feeling wonderful. Thank you so very much for taking the time to listen to my voice and join me on this beautiful journey that we're taking. Well, journeys, plural, but thank you. It has been an absolute pleasure to have you accompany me on another journey into the dreamscape.